It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Congress is looking for ways to get the CIA to talk. They have plenty of questions. Senators want to know why the agency videotaped the interrogation of terrorism suspects. And they want to know why the CIA destroyed the tapes, whether it was trying to hide particularly harsh methods of interrogation. The Senate Intelligence Committee will interrogate CIA Director Michael Hayden this week. He's scheduled to testify tomorrow. And as NPR's Tom Gelton reports, the controversy has tarnished the CIA's reputation again.
Just a week ago, the CIA and other agencies released a national intelligence estimate concluding that Iran halted its nuclear weapons program 4 years ago. Because it challenged Bush administration claims, the estimate was taken as a demonstration of the spy agency's independence and integrity. Democrat Jay Rockefeller, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee and a longtime CIA critic, praised the estimate as an example of sound analysis.
It's hard intelligence that obviously any intelligence can be wrong, but you don't get the feeling that this one probably is.
Rockefeller was speaking on the PBS NewsHour program. The CIA did not bask in glory for long, however. On Thursday came the news that the agency recorded interrogations of terrorism suspects and then destroyed the tapes, despite warnings from Congress not to. The tape story quickly overshadowed the Iran story. It combined in one scandal two big issues, a recent one, CIA interrogation policies, and an old one, the matter of CIA accountability. The news of the tapes broke just as Congress was advancing legislation that would bar the agency from using extreme procedures to force detainees to talk. Waterboarding, for example, which simulates drowning. Tom Malinowski, Washington Advocacy Director for Human Rights Watch, wonders why the CIA stopped videotaping interrogations just a few months after it started.
Certainly one possibility is that they stopped because they began to realize that what was on those videotapes was potentially dynamite, that if people in the future could see the visual images of prisoners being waterboarded, they would be horrified even more than if they read the description of that technique in the newspaper.
The CIA's congressional overseers, meanwhile, seized on another point that the agency apparently destroyed the videotapes on its own. Senator Rockefeller, 3 days after praising the work of the CIA, was now outraged.
They destroyed it without letting us know, without asking our permission, without asking or consulting, without informing us in any way. And they just did what the CIA likes to do.
The charge that the CIA sometimes just does what it likes is an old one. In 1975, Democratic Senator Frank Church of Idaho led a congressional inquiry into CIA secret actions, charging that the agency sometimes acted, in his words, like a rogue elephant. Locke Johnson was his staff director.
The whole idea here was to make the intelligence agencies a part of the American government. No longer would they be exceptions to the checks and balances that are at the foundation of how we conduct our government.
As an outgrowth of the Church Committee proceedings, the House and Senate Intelligence Committees were given oversight of the nation's intelligence agencies. Locke Johnson, now at the University of Georgia, has been monitoring CIA oversight ever since his days on the Hill. He says the agency's apparently unilateral decision to destroy the videotapes raises the question of whether the agency has fulfilled its obligation to keep Congress informed of its actions.
Starting in 1975, we entered a whole new era of serious oversight when it came to intelligence, and this flies in the face of that whole effort.
Michael Hayden, the current CIA director, was not at the agency at the time the interrogation videotapes were made, nor was he there when they were destroyed. He has said repeatedly he's a firm advocate of congressional oversight, but when he appears on Capitol Hill tomorrow, he will undoubtedly face tough questions on that point, as well as on the interrogation practices that gave rise to this new scandal. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.